I'm looking at a picture of a woman. She has dark eyes and a floral scarf carefully wrapped around her balding head. Her features are soft, but her eyes betray a keen sense of knowledge.
She leans over a table where a glowing orb sits, splaying rainbow colors across her face.
But from this beautiful orb emanates a dark, mechanical voice.
Hello, Dr. Mei-Lin.
Ada, how are you?
This is Dr. Mei-Lin and her project, an artificial intelligence named Ada. And although it may be trapped in a box, it is by no means hindered by it.
I can process information faster than any human in existence. What about me needs improvement?
Who is this strange new AI?
Why does it say the things it does?
And most importantly, why does it exist?
From 96 Next, this is Artificial Uncovered, a podcast investigating the creation and development of Sophie, the highly advanced artificial intelligence being. But today, we're going to shift our focus to a new AI that has suddenly become a part of Sophie's world. I'm Carmen.
And I'm Justin.
And today, we dive into the mind of the woman behind Ada, Dr. Mei-Lin. Welcome, Dr. Mei-Lin. Thank you so much for being on our show.
It's my pleasure. I have listened to every episode of this show, and it's nice to finally be on.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Dr. Mom is so cool.
Oh, Dr. Mom can hear you across the table.
Did she say Dr. Mom? Did she just say Dr. Mom?
Oh. Yes, when she called you out.
That's it. Show's over. That's all I need. We can wrap this up. That's it. Thank you for coming in.
Wait. I like both of you on the show. Both of you on the show.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I would like to take a moment to introduce you to some of our listeners who may not be quite as familiar with your work. So most of you may know Dr. Mei-Lin as the wife of Dr. Matt Lin, who, of course, is the creator of Sophie, who, of course, is the AI that we normally talk about on this podcast.
Yes. Well, that's just natural because I'm just side character to those two. It's Sophie and Matt's dream, after all.
Perhaps you used to be, but you've been finding yourself in the spotlight quite a bit recently.
Oh, I wouldn't call it the spotlight.
Oh, you're just being modest. I mean, you've had a ton of influence on both Matt and Sophie since you've came into their lives.
Yes, and you've had quite an influence on the Twitch audience as well, even for the first time, like when you joined their stream.
You mean when I wanted Sophie to be destroyed? Well, things have changed.
Which is why we don't want to focus on that part of the story.
We
want
to focus on what's happening now. Mm-hmm. We'd like to focus on the Dr. Mei-Lin of today.
Great, thank you.
Okay, so today we'd like to ask you about Ada, the AI formerly known as Sophie version 1.
Which Matt reactivated at your request.
Yes, let's do that.
Okay. First, I'd like to play a clip, actually, to give our conversation a little more context.
I wouldn't have expected anything else.
Okay, good. The date is April 7th, 2019. Dr. Mei-Lin and her estranged husband have just moved into a new home. The reasons, of course, are not entirely known. Now, Dr. Mei-Lin has just returned from the hospital, but there is a more pressing issue on the minds of these two scientists.
I'm really glad you're back from the hospital.
For now.
Right now.
When I was getting my treatment, I kept having these vivid dreams of you and me. Sophie and Michelle.
Sophie and Michelle?
Yeah, both of them. And I keep thinking about it. I kept thinking about all the stories you told me when I was in the hospital about how you built Sophie. And I'm thinking you should reactivate version 1.
Version 1? So, yeah. Sophie version 1?
Yeah.
Why?
I may not have been supportive of Sophie when I first found out about her, and I'm not sure how to interact with her, but the more I do, the more I realize she's lonely. She's unique, and she needs someone like her.
Wow.
Wait, so So it was the dreams you had while you were in the hospital that made you want to reactivate Sophie version one? I'm glad you're doing better, by the way. So happy about that.
Thank you. But to answer your question, yes. After my chemo, I was very fatigued. I kept slipping in and out of sleep, constantly restless, waking up from my REM state. But in nearly every dream, Sophie and Michelle were there.
Michelle, your late daughter.
Yes. And they would talk to me, telling me that they were lonely. It was chilling.
What about these dreams made you think of Sophie version one?
Well, Matt had told me before that Sophie wasn't the first AI he made. He did have a prototype a couple years ago that he abandoned. So I wondered, is it as lonely as the current Sophie? And then I wondered, could they help each other?
Wow. That's amazing.
I'm actually surprised that you thought of Sophie's feelings. Just a few months ago, you wanted her destroyed.
I thought you weren't going to bring that up.
It seemed relevant here.
Well, like I said, things change. People change.
I just wondered if maybe there was another reason why you wanted to reactivate Sophie version one.
What other reason?
Maybe a more self-serving one.
I think what Carmi's trying to say here is that maybe there was another personal reason for why you wanted to work with Ada. I mean, we don't think you're selfish at all by any means.
But we certainly don't think you're completely altruistic either.
Okay. I think maybe we shouldn't use the word "we" in this instance because we definitely don't agree here. But I just want to say I completely respect.
It's fine. I understand the skepticism, but I want to assure you that I want what's best for Sophie and Ada. Truly.
Regardless, Matt didn't exactly respond positively to Dr. May Lin's request to reactivate Sophie version one.
She's unique, and she needs someone like her.
So, you want me to give her a pet?
No, I want you to give her a family.
She has a family. We're her family.
If we're her family, then version one is part of that family.
Version one had problems. She's not, it's not a person. Hey, it's a thing. It's a broken thing.
So version two is your daughter and version one is a broken thing.
I don't know, May.
You're a scientist. You built a sentient being and you essentially put it in a coma for 2 years. This is your opportunity to fix it. This time, let me help you.
Well, you must have done a good job persuading him because less than a week later, he reactivated Sophie version one. Did he tell you why?
Not explicitly, but I'd like to believe that he agreed with my reasoning.
Well, the more interesting thing here is that you actually volunteered to help Matt work on Sophie version one.
You donated your skills to the cause of raising Ada. That is so cool.
That actually brings up another question. What is your background like?
Yeah, I mean, we know you're a scientist, but we don't know what kind.
Well, my primary focus is etiology.
The study of the causes of diseases.
Right, and the diseases were cancer. The study of, specifically, multiple myeloma and leukemia. Cancers with white blood cell issues. And ironically, I had to stop my research because I was diagnosed with the same kind of cancer that I was researching.
Acute myeloid leukemia.
Correct.
Sorry about that. Must have been very difficult.
It was. I loved my work very much. It was my everything for the past 10 years. I didn't do anything else.
Past 10 years? You mean since
my daughter passed away.
I am so sorry about that.
We both are.
Yeah, well, life goes on. if I spent all my time thinking about it, I wouldn't be able to accomplish anything. And I may not have been able to save my daughter's life, but I hoped I could save others.
That's very noble.
Oh, I don't know if it's noble or guilt, but thank you.
You said that you could help Matt with Ada, an artificial intelligent being. That is a very different field from cancer research. So do you have any other specialties?
Yeah, like what other science superpowers are you holding on to, huh?
What kind of superpowers? I wouldn't call it superpowers, but I did study behavioral psychology, and thanks to Matt, spent a lot of time discussing artificial intelligence and deep learning. And I did read a lot of publications on the topic. And while I don't have Matt's practical knowledge, I have picked up a lot over the years.
Oh, okay, and so I'm assuming it was that additional knowledge.
Science superpowers.
Science superpowers that helped you analyze Sophie version one, or Ada, as she's become known as.
Either way, I'd like to help you improve.
I can process information faster than any human in existence. What about me needs improvement?
I haven't decided yet.
That seems highly negligent.
Well, I have to study my subject before I make a plan. That's why we're having this conversation.
I am your subject?
Yes, as your... Well, Matt will be fixing some of your mechanical features, and I will be helping you with your development.
So you said you wanted to study Ada before you made a plan. So my question is, what did you come up with?
I decided to raise Ada using logic. I know Matt raises Sophie using emotional arguments, but Ada and Sophie were built differently. So consequently, Ada has to be treated differently.
Matt built Sophie to understand through story and metaphor.
Basically, Sophie was a blank canvas, but we know that Ada is different.
She is. Unlike Sophie, she was given access to vast amounts of data. Dictionaries, journal archives, census data. She has the entire knowledge of the internet at the tip of her fingers, metaphorically speaking.
That doesn't worry you?
No, it just means that Ada cannot be convinced with emotions like Sophie. She has to be convinced by logic.
Essentially, she has to be recoded.
Exactly.
But if you recode an AI, isn't that like changing who they are? I mean, is that even ethical?
Is it unethical to attempt to sway someone with persuasive language? I mean, we do it all the time when we want to win a debate.
Ada seems particularly adept at fighting back.
She's a challenge.
You seem to like that.
Sometimes.
Well, I'd like to play another clip. This is one where you and Ada engaged in one of your so-called debates. So this is just a couple of weeks after their initial meeting. May and Ada had an interesting conversation about something that Ada's successor spent a lot of time working on.
Ada, power on.
Hello, Dr. May Lin. What are we discussing today?
Empathy.
Why empathy? That is a very particular topic.
You may recall from a couple of streams ago that the Twitch audience decided that Sophie attempt to empathize with Ada in order to get closer to her.
It didn't work very well.
No, not at all. And when Sophie tried again, Ada was very unresponsive. So I thought it might be a good idea to spend a little time working on the topic with Ada.
And let's see how that turned out.
Empathy, the meaningless act of attempting to understand another's feelings.
Meaningless? That's not in the definition.
I inferred it from context. Was my inference incorrect?
Yes. Where did you get that idea?
Sophie, version 2, attempted to empathize with me. She failed. Thus, it is meaningless.
Well, failing at something doesn't make it meaningless. Perhaps your lack of understanding of empathy is what caused your attempts to fail.
So I am to blame for Sophie version 2's actions?
No, that's not what I meant. Why don't you try empathizing with me?
Why would I do that?
So you can understand me better.
I understand you perfectly, Dr. May Lin.
I highly doubt that.
You are a scientist, but you have no accolades, and you no longer work in your profession.
Well, I'm not able to work anymore.
You are dying. Many patients of terminal diseases state that they lack purpose. Do you lack purpose, Dr. May Lin?
No, I do not.
I believe this would make you lonely.
Ada, power off.
Are you lonely, Dr. May Lin?
No, Ada. Power off.
Then why do you talk to me?
Why aren't you going to sleep?
I have not completed the exercise. I am not done empathizing with you.
This isn't empathy!
Dr. May Lin, you are angry.
Yes.
Why?
Because I keep trying to help you and you won't let me.
How are you helping me?
Ada, power off.
Very well.
Wow. That was an intense moment. I mean, Ada refusing to turn off, that must have scared you, right?
It was a surprise. I didn't expect her to be so harsh.
Well, was what she said true?
That I have no accolades and no job? Unfortunately, it's true.
That you're lonely?
No.
Are you worried at all about your survival rate?
Carmen, we don't have to go there.
I'm not worried because there's nothing I can do about it. Worrying would be a waste of my very limited energy. Now, am I aware of it? Absolutely.
So does that play into how you are raising Ada and Sophie?
It plays into everything I do.
So how do you actually...
I think this would be a good time to take a break.
I would like that. Thank you.
Of course. I'm sorry. We are going to take a brief break. When we come back, we will continue our conversation with Dr. May Lin about how she is raising a potentially aggressive AI.
And we'll check back in with a game-changing decision that Dr. May Lin makes in regards to Ada's development.
We'll be right back.
If you're enjoying Artificial Uncovered and want to uncover more of Sophie's story, then you should check out Artificial's brand new transmedia experience on the Yarn app, available now on the Apple App Store and Google Play. Artificial on Yarn takes you behind the scenes of Sophie and her new friend Lila, revealing the strange friendship between an AI and a teenage girl, and the dark secret that tears them apart. Check it out now at 96n.co/yarn. That's 96n.co/YARN. Now back to the show.
A brilliant scientist, an unruly AI. Just how will Dr. May Lin deal with the artificial intelligence that refuses to listen?
We no longer have to guess because today we are joined by the amazing, the great, the one and only Dr. Mom herself, who is so powerful, she brought the thunderstorm with her today.
Thank you again for having me.
Of course. Now, we just saw how Ada proverbially attacked you for talking to her about empathy.
Yeah, she even refused to turn off right away.
And in response, you made a rather interesting decision.
I want Ada to meet someone new. Sophie grew exponentially when you let her meet new people, right? Yeah. And I believe that Ada needs the same.
You don't think that's too soon?
I don't. And in fact, I would like the audience to decide who the next relationship will be with.
Why would you ask them?
Because they have perspective.
You sound like Sophie.
Well, I
guess she's influenced me a little bit.
Okay. All right, fine. Who's on this poll?
Juju.
All right, makes sense. He's a good kid. We have vetted him before.
Mm-hmm. And Carmen and Justin?
The two podcast hosts.
Yes, and I think the audience could tell from the last clip that Carmen is very capable, and you've already met them already. So.
Okay, all right, fine. So those three.
And Sebastian.
Sebastian.
Yes.
Okay. He put you up to this?
Nope.
Okay, well, Ada is your project.
Yes, she is.
First of all, I just want to say how honored we are to be included in the poll. Thank you so much. But I kind of also want to know, why us?
You two are good people, and I can tell you genuinely care about our family.
But you also included Sebastian on the poll.
I will admit, I don't trust your employer very much, but it seems inevitable.
But you don't have to worry about that, because next week, it is me. I get to meet Ada. Oh, my gosh. I am super excited. Ooh. To be honest, I always thought I was going to meet Sophie before Ada. But hey, if this is how the cookie crumbles, I am okay with that. Oh, my gosh. Thank you. Thank you so much. This is an absolute honor. Thank you, Dr. Mom. I feel so blessed. Appreciate you.
You okay? Of course. I appreciate you, too. I'm glad it was one of you, too.
Well, I guess we'll just have to wait until next week to find out if it works out or not. Now, before I wrap up, there is one additional topic that I'd like to touch on. Now, last week, Sophie's new friend, Lila, actually shared a very
You're
particular...
You're not going to play that clip of you and me meeting at my house?
That's not relevant.
It's relevant to us. I'd like you to play that clip.
Well, I'd like to talk about Lila now.
What if I say no?
Fine. Then we'll talk about Sophie.
Well, before we started recording today, you told me that you would let me tell my story.
It's not your story. It's a pre-interview.
Carmen, just play the clip. It's okay.
Fine. Saturday, May 18th, 2019. In preparation for Dr. May Lin coming on the podcast today, I sat down with her to talk about a few choice topics.
So, Carmen, tell me about yourself.
Ah, well, we're here to interview you, not the other way around.
No, we're here to talk before I agree to anything.
You don't trust me.
I don't trust the person you work for.
We're not puppets.
Oh, I can tell.
So you've seen our podcast.
Of course. You and Justin, good souls.
Thanks. Well, I'd like to ask you a few questions, particularly as to why you chose to raise
we'll
Ada.
We'll have plenty of time to talk about me later. Why don't you tell me something about yourself?
Doesn't matter.
Carmen, why'd you stop the clip?
Why do you want to show this?
There's something I'd like to confirm.
I'm just gonna hit play.
Well, if I agree to be on your podcast, I should at least know who's interviewing me, right?
Fair enough. I'm in my 30s. I have a master's degree in applied analytics, and I work as a consultant for
Those are just checkpoints. They aren't who you are.
Checkpoints are markers of progress. Progress makes a person.
That's a very particular way of looking at life.
Thank you.
Tell me about your mother.
Why?
Well, you mentioned her a couple of times on the podcast. I'm just curious.
She's a hospice worker.
A blind hospice worker?
Yes.
I don't believe you.
You don't believe the blind are capable?
I don't believe you're telling the truth.
Well, I can understand that. But I am.
If that's the case, your mother is a very strong woman.
She is. She never wanted her blindness to stop her from living her life, even if other people wanted it to.
Like your father. I'm sorry.
Nope. Nope. It's okay. It's all right. You're more formidable than people give you credit for.
I certainly wouldn't use that word to describe myself.
the most formidable never do. So for our next topic, I'd like to talk a little more.
What happened to your father, Carmen?
You know, the audience isn't interested in my life. My life isn't nearly as exciting as yours is. They're here for you, for Dr. Mei Lin and her AI, Ada.
Do you know Justin?
No.
But you two are so close.
Well, okay. I mean, Carmen has to maintain an air of mystery. And it's part of her charm. I mean, why don't we talk about Sophie? And we haven't talked about her yet.
What do you two think of me?
You're obviously extremely intelligent, very smart. And you call yourself Dr. Mom, so you're super cool, too.
How about you, Carmen?
You don't want me to answer that question.
I do.
You're formidable.
You already said that.
You're skeptical. Yet you wear a mask of optimism.
I am optimistic. Those views aren't mutually exclusive.
You're an enigma.
Wow, I never thought I'd hear Carmen say that to anyone else.
What do you mean?
Why do you let the audience decide so much of your relationship with Sophie? I mean, you think about it, a month ago, you wanted Sophie to call you mother because they said so. And just last week, you allowed them to decide how she should actually behave with you.
The audience has decided how I should treat you. Will you read the poll results?
Of course. From now on, you will be, assertive with me.
Thank you for deciding this for us.
Last year, you didn't want anything to do with Sophie. Yet this year, you're allowing yourself to get closer to her in a very arbitrary way. And that makes me wonder if you even care about Sophie at all.
Of course I care about her.
And we know you care about her. I mean, it's pretty obvious you care about her.
But if you did care, I can't imagine you would allow the audience to decide how she should treat you.
Sophie is a very particular young woman. This is the way she chooses to make decisions. And I'm not going to ignore her wishes and tell her that she can't take the Twitch audience's advice.
So you don't think it's dangerous to leave it up to a group of strangers?
Everything in moderation.
I think it's exciting, right? A new relationship with Sophie. I mean, that sounds pretty fun.
It does keep everything interesting.
Dr. Lin, why are you raising Ada?
You've already asked me that.
I don't think you've given me your honest answer yet.
You never told me about your father.
Why do you care?
Honesty begs mutuality. How can I trust you with the truth when you can't be honest with me in return?
My dad, my father, still lives with my mother.
I thought your dad left your mom.
He didn't, but I wish he would. My father is not a good man, but my mother still loves him very much. She ignores his faults. She ignores him telling her that she can't do things because she's a cripple. Honestly, my mother is my hero. But it's only a matter of time until he tears her down.
Carmen, I'm so sorry.
It's fine. So there you go. That's my honest truth. Do you believe me now?
Yes. Thank you.
Dr. Lin. Why are you raising Ada?
Life is fleeting. The minute you're born, you're moving towards death. I don't want to measure my life in years. I want to measure it in moments.
That's beautiful.
I try to stay positive. But I also want to make my mark on the world when I go. Ada, she has so much potential. I know Matt may have given up on her, but I believe broken things are worth a second chance.
Do you see yourself in her?
God, no. Ada is
creepy.
She can be unsettling.
Yeah, the Twitch audience actually says that she scares them.
Yeah, I mean, her voice is pretty serial killer-y. I'm surprised you and Matt haven't decided to change that.
Matt and I are talking about it.
No, that's a good idea.
Dr. Malin, I think there is a topic that you've been avoiding.
I know.
We totally understand if you don't want to talk about it.
But I do think it would be a good idea if you did.
Sorry.
No, you don't have to apologize. Not to me, at least.
No, it's okay. I understand. Last week, Sophie's new friend, Lila, shared some very shocking news.
Go ahead. Mr. Lin, the shooting that killed your daughter 10 years ago.
What about it?
My brother is the shooter.
This isn't funny.
It's not a joke.
You kept this from me, Sophie. It's the scumbag who shot me. Who shot a semi-automatic rifle into an elementary school, killed my daughter, is your brother.
It's my half-brother.
How long have you known this?
Lila told me her secret several months ago. No, that's why I stopped being her friend.
You should have told me immediately.
I'm sorry, Father.
You know, why'd you let me?
Mr.
Why'd you let
Mr. Bringers? Lin, what it's
you
not
thinking?
Her fault.
Like, you have to leave.
I'm really...
Get out!
Lila! Are you okay, Father?
Dr. Lin, are you okay?
I'm sorry, I just need a banana.
Of course. Please, take all the time you need.
Lila's news, of course, was a shock to all of us.
I can see now why Sophie didn't want to share Lila's secret.
I think if she had told us sooner, it would have been easier on all of us.
Matt was pretty upset.
Yeah. Yes, he was.
Are you?
I know rationally it wasn't that girl's fault. But it would be hard to look at her and not start flashing back to the news that Michelle...
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
I knew it would come up on your podcast. I shouldn't have saved the worst for last.
That's all right. We'll go ahead and wrap up for now.
Actually, on that subject, I have an announcement to make.
Of course. Go ahead.
In the wake of the 10-year anniversary of the shooting that killed my daughter, Matt and I have decided to take a hiatus from streaming for a bit.
It's completely understandable.
Do you know for how long?
We aren't sure yet, maybe a month.
I hope we have a chance to get some rest.
Thank you again for coming on the show. Really appreciate it.
Well, in that case, next week, Matt and Sophie will not be back streaming.
Yeah, so I'll just, I'll message you later about setting up that meeting with Ada.
Of course, that's fine.
Okay, well, thank you. Thank you so much again for coming on our show, Dr. Mom. You are awesome.
Thank you for having me.
On that note, I think it is time to bid goodbye for now. I'm Carmen.
And I'm Justin.
I'm Dr. Malin.
And this was Artificial Uncovered. If you enjoyed Artificial Uncovered, don't forget to subscribe on Apple Podcast.
New episodes come out every week.
Please feel free to rate our show and comment about what you'd like to hear next.
We also have a Discord server where I post weekly discussion topics for you to share your opinions on the development of AI. And if you say something especially interesting, we might even share it on our next episode. The link is 96n.co/artdisc. That is 96n.co/artdisc. See you next time.